Hey, music fans, welcome again to the Toronto Indie Scene, your front row seat and backstage pass to the best of Canada's emerging music. We have with us Diane Foy, who's going to give us some insights into this year's Canadian Music Week. Some things to mark down on your calendar, but first, you ask, what is a lower back tatty? Well, we have the answer.
We're called Lower Back Tatty. We're from Oshawa, Ontario, and we're going to play a couple tunes, and that's about it.
First song is called Amazing Grace. Two.
Would you die to wear a costume, lost in dreams of better sales for profit? Now I live in what I'm singing. I am free, but no one cares for me, yeah. Well, I'm no hope in here, 'cause I'm amazing grace in a bulletproof vest. You will see my face as I wish you all the best, 'cause I'm amazing grace in a bulletproof vest. Remind me what is going wrong. What's going wrong? Well, in a flame I can't complain that I'm warm inside my chest. Deep pockets and no hope in here, 'cause I'm amazing grace in a bulletproof vest. And you will see my face as I wish you all the best, 'cause I'm amazing grace in a bulletproof vest. Remind me what is going wrong. It's not easy living in a world, no place to go. So wait, I don't know. So wait, I don't know. Someone who will always be. And you need somebody like me. Someone who will always care. Would you die to wear a costume, lost in dreams of better sales for profit? For profit. Little flame, I can't complain that I'm my test. Believe me, you know, hope in here. 'Cause I'm amazing grace in a bulletproof vest. And you will see my face as I wish you all the best. 'Cause I'm amazing grace in a bulletproof vest. Remind me what is going wrong.
Fabulous. I guess for your fans who are used to the recorded version of that, that's going to be a bit of a treat for them, this softer acoustic side.
It's actually more of a treat for us to get to come in here and do it. Like, yeah, it's really so much fun. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
It's great. We love that song live, for sure.
Yeah, so we have two-thirds of Lower Back Tatty here. Chris, the drummer, is, I guess, setting up at the Elma Combo.
He's missing in action. And Johnny Gregson, he's our bass player.
Okay, great. Okay, so you are a four-piece then.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So all you have to do is sing then.
That's it.
No.
On guitar.
You know what? Lately he's been playing guitar. We like to use this particular acoustic in some of the songs just to fill out the sound a little bit.
Yes.
And it's good that he can play and sing at the same time, so... fills it out.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, he's working on it. He's coming along.
Cool. You know? So being in Oshawa, you know, sort of with the mammoth Toronto just, you know, minutes away, as an artist, do you feel like, you know, you have something extra to prove or something? Or do you just,
you know,
we're from Durham, we got our own scene, Toronto can do what they're doing? Or do you feel like you have to make it in Toronto to be heard?
Yeah, we do feel like we
like
make
to bring
it in Toronto.
Yeah, from Oshawa.
We enjoy playing out there. I mean, our fan base is bigger, obviously, in Oshawa, Whitby, the Durham area. But, you know, we get a following that comes out to Toronto for almost every show, and it's really nice to see that. But at the same time, we want to crack into this market and really get heard out here, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, smaller towns seem to support their artists better.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Good luck walking in a 102.1 and saying, here's a CD of ours. Do you want to maybe have a listen?
I tried that.
Of course.
I think
we tried
that
a couple times.
Nothing came of it, but, you know, you got to try at least.
That's right.
Maybe they're listening right now. You know?
The Riot, Durham College, they love you, right?
Yeah. Good buddy Chris Dickerson runs
Say hello to your friends. They'll be listening.
Chris Dickerson.
The whole Durham
up?
College crew, we love them. We love them a lot. They support us from the start. I'm talking like a couple years of relationship with these guys. And
He's my golfing buddy.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of artists that come from small towns, it's a rude awakening where they could phone up a program manager and talk to them, and they'll ask what's going on, they'll come out and see them, but these people are behind big brick walls.
We were lucky enough because Chris, he always, I don't know, I guess he heard us and he enjoyed it, and he enjoyed our tunes and he brought us in. We were the first ones on Durham College Radio. Mm-hmm. To play live acoustically.
Yeah.
And we played Eddie Polonsky's CD release party.
Yeah, the president
Taylor's.
Of the university. Yeah, we did some stuff for him.
Did a few things there.
Yeah, I went to, I took the music entertainment course at Durham before we started this band. And, you know, that's done so much for us. It's like I made so many good connections and good friends, including Chris Dickerson and Tony Sutherland and that whole crowd out there that have done nothing but,
help us.
Support us. Like 100%. So
yeah, the small towns have a better sense of community, or even the suburbs, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, Oshawa, you know, we just feel like it's like an extension of the GTA anyway, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of the connections are back and forth. Some of the people that we work with also work in Toronto, so it's kind of back and forth. Some of the people that came out of that course, that Durham College course, work in Toronto now, and even them, they help us too. So, you know, it's been nothing but good things from that college.
That's good, yeah.
That's fabulous.
The Riot Radio.
The Riot. 24K.
Absolutely.
What's the next song you're going to play for us?
Little Cult. We have a song called Reach that we did a few years ago.
It's definitely got a cult following,
it's got a cult
that's for
following,
sure.
I think, yeah.
And it's
Way
off your CD,
happened.
Right?
Yeah.
It's off.
Yeah.
We've actually recorded it a few times, but we decided to put it on the EP again because we wanted to record it again. And we were hoping for big things from this CD, you know what I mean? So we've just been getting it out there and spreading the word and having fun.
Well,
playing
let's share it with our audience then.
Okay.
All right.
The song's called Reach.
Well, I'm winded by your head. Done with all your shit, so stop shouting. Well, I'm done with all these lies. I'm breaking all these ties, so stop packing. Just like everything is fake, it's all that I can take. A fun collapsing on me, yeah, yeah. So reach out, reach out. And I will follow. So many things that I could not provide for. I'll be the one who's watching and waiting. Please stay, 'cause I'm not gonna play the fool no more. Yeah. Guessing I'm out of luck, I've been missing your touch. Well, that's irony. Laughing like you'll be back, 'cause you've never been sacked. Just try me. Why do I always feel to secure steel, their savers buying. Yeah. So reach out, reach, and I will follow. So many things that I could not provide for. I'll be the one who's watching and waiting. Please stay, 'cause I'm not gonna play the fool no more. Haven't thought of you lately. Go away, I think I'm crazy. Haven't thought of you lately. Yeah, yeah. So reach out, reach and I will follow. So many things that I could not provide for. I'll be the one who's watching and waiting. Please stay, 'cause I'm not gonna play the fool no more.
Those are some pretty cool-ass chords you're playing there, Owen.
Yeah, pretty funky.
That's a cool song.
Thanks.
Now, the spelling of your name, Owen, that's some weird Gaelic thing going on?
My name?
Some
you're talking
weird
about my
Gaelic
name?
Thing.
Man, this is like my daily explanation.
Yeah.
You know, it's spelled E-O-I-N. It's a Gaelic version, but I was born in Ireland. So, I mean, you know, I had the option of changing it to O-W-E-N when I got here to Canada in the 80s. But, you know, I just decided to stick with it and stick it out. I mean, it wasn't the coolest thing in grade school whenever a supply teacher would come in and everyone would be like, okay, what are they going to call Owen today? You know what I mean? It'd be like, Elon and
okay,
Eon
save it
and...
for your therapist, man.
I know.
All I want to know, Andrew, is does he have a drinking problem?
All right, we got over it. Let's get over it. It's done, people.
I'll tell you, it's a hassle.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I will ask you to share for our listeners the way you did with me where you got the name Lower Back Tatty.
Well, we like girls' lower back tattoos. So we came up with Tatty for a tattoo. We both argue the fact that who actually came up with the name, but we both come together as that name, right?
Yeah, man. It was just like, you know, we were talking about it one day and how cool they actually were. And then I don't know which one of us said that'd be a cool band name. And then we stuck with it.
Yeah.
It creates some wonderful ideas for album art, I got to tell you.
Definitely,
right there.
Yeah.
You know, there's
you
some potential there.
We're waiting for somebody to come out and be like, hey, I've got all these ideas. You know, I'd like to do it this way. What do you think? That'd be excellent.
Maybe have a contest over MySpace.
We tried to start one on our first website, but it kind of fell through. So now we should definitely get involved with that because we're going to do some more recording shortly, hopefully.
I don't know. At the same time, we don't really want to make it like a gimmick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a band name.
It is kind
it's
of
It's not really
gimmicky
that gimmicky.
Though, too.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hard. Like, it puts you in a hard spot, right? Because
yep.
It is kind of gimmicky. And, I mean, geez, bullseye, right?
But it's either really left
but
or really
right.
But you
can still do it tastefully.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, we're going to close this portion of this show with something off of your EP. Just before we do that, though, could you tell listeners where they can find you on MySpace or over the internet?
Yeah, well, we've set up lowerbacktatty.com, T-A-T-T-I.com, and it goes straight through to our MySpace for now until we can afford the funds, if you will, to create a great website that we're all happy with, right? So.
Yeah, it's in progress. For
I
sure.
mean, well, that's a great thing about MySpace. I mean, you almost don't need it. I mean,
yeah,
a lot
exactly.
of bands, you know, get more traffic on their MySpace than they do on their website, and they have Flash and you know all these other a link to their press kit and the whole nine yards, but nobody goes there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, ours is very simple. It's pretty much meat and potato. You know what I mean? You got a few things on YouTube. There's a few songs. Some comments, some pictures. I mean, it's
an avenue. It's just an avenue to get it out there on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, what song do you want to play?
Bullets Are Blind. Let's rock that one out.
Yeah, this was an acoustic session, so let's play the hardest song on the record.
And what's the backstory on this one?
Bullets Are Blind? I don't know. It's kind of a... kind of almost like a...
It's just
argumentative song, you know. It's really rocking out. We just put it together in a couple of days. I can't even really remember what the hell we were thinking.
Well, it's...
It's personal, okay?
It's personal.
It's personal.
Okay.
Take what you will.
We won't go there. We'll leave it for the audience. It can be theirs. Well, thanks for coming in. It was great having you guys.
Thank you very much
for
having us.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. This is great.
Yeah, we'll see you again sometime.
Hopefully soon.
Fabulous. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Bullets Are Blind.
Thank you.
Cool.
This is Rob Higgins from Dearly Beloved, and you're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene. Someone new is living.
your skin, it's so soft to the touch. So soft to the touch, to the taste. So soft to the touch, to the taste.
To see what we could be if we tried. just the same. For everything I misuse, for every day I continue, it's all the same misery lane, and I am turning on. Stupid, I'm gorgeously stupid. I'm gorgeously stupid. I'm gorgeously stupid. Stupid.
Guess who dropped by the studio? Say hello, Diane.
Hello, Diane.
No. Oh. Tell everybody who you are.
Hi, I'm Diane Foy from Skylar Entertainment.
And we're going to be doing a bit of a review on CMW. We just heard the Buck Brothers. And what song was that?
Gorgeously Stupid.
What a fabulous song. And here's why it's good to have a publicist. I've owned that record ever since North by Northeast last year. It was in my goodie bag, and it looked really cool.
Looked pretty.
Going to get to it. But it wasn't until you drew it to my attention that I went, oh, okay. And then I opened it up, put it on, and I loved it.
Yeah.
We played another song of theirs, something about boots, skirts, and girls or something.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. But, I mean, the whole album's full of great little two-minute punk anthems.
Yeah, it's a fun record. There's not enough fun records.
Yeah, tell me about the band.
The band. Well, I discovered them at North by Northeast through another artist that I was working with, Mandy Kane. I guess they somehow made friends, and they were hanging out at all North by Northeast. So I saw them the very last day of North by Northeast and just been messaging ever since. And we just hit it off, and I saw how hard they work, and I just couldn't help but help them.
Yeah, you just this was a type of band you wanted to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they get it. They work their ass off.
Is it too early to say how they're being received? When are they playing at North by, at Canadian Music Week, just so people know where to go see them?
It's March 10th at the Cathedral.
Okay.
And I think they're the 9 o'clock slot, so
9 o'clock,
nice and early.
Yeah, Bathurst and Queen. Cathedral's a great spot because if you're not liking the vibe, you can go to the Bovine or there's plenty of places
upstairs,
to go from there.
Upstairs, there's like Reverb. You know.
Exactly. And so that's 9 o'clock on the 10th. So that's
Saturday.
They're finishing the show up.
Yep.
Fabulous. And are you involved at all in publicity for them here in the Toronto area?
Yeah.
How are they being received?
I think the reviews are mixed.
Okay.
It's just one of those bands that people get it or they don't.
Yeah, I can see why someone would go,
the reviews are like over the top, best band ever, or so not into it, you know? It's just one of those bands.
But I think it's a show worth seeing. I'd like to see what they look like live, for sure.
They're fun.
Yeah. And before that, we had Santa Dogs. I hope you like that. They're another UK band. And they just found me on MySpace and said, hey, we're coming to Canadian Music Week. Love your show. How about giving us a spin? I said, send it. I'll have a listen. And they're a quirky-looking band, and they're sort of a pop, you know, band. But, I mean, they're interesting songs, and they're kind of cool. So that's our sort of British invasion part of the show.
Yeah.
Now, there's another band I wanted to talk about here, which is the one that is Needle
and the Pain Reaction.
And the Pain Reaction.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this act.
They are from Belgium, and I got hooked up with them through Fading Ways, because I do a lot of stuff with Neil Leighton at Fading Ways, and they're on the Artist Collective, as well as Buck Brothers. They're both on the Artist Collective for Fading Ways. And they were here CMW last year, got some really good reviews, so they're back.
Okay. Do you have a song? Do you recommend a song for us to play?
Yeah, Supermarket Hero.
Okay, let's put it on.
I am your supermarket hero. Your supermarket hero. I am your supermarket hero. Your supermarket hero. Your dog and watched your friend
be your supermarket heel. Your supermarket heel. I'll be your supermarket heel. Your supermarket heel.
Lady, I still wondering if you would come and ask me for a light. She shook me up and told me that she was eager to pick up a fight. I had no money and I had no dope and I had nothing to give away. The girl at the corner said, you know who I am.
I am your supermarket hero. Your supermarket hero. I am your supermarket hero. Your supermarket hero. I am your supermarket hero. Your supermarket hero.
Hi, this is Mo Berg, and I heard it first on the Toronto Indie Scene.
Sad Lake City. It was never meant to be a mean city.
We just heard, and I don't know if I'm going to get this right, 22 Pista Pico. Is that anywhere close, Diane?
I think it's more like Pista Perco.
Okay. But, and they're from where?
They are from Finland.
They're from Finland. There's another band that's coming to Canadian Music Week from Vancouver called Alias. And I've been calling them Elias ever since October. And everyone's been too polite to correct me. And now I'm, you know, double embarrassed for it. But anyway, we'll, from your website, which is?
Skylar, S-K-Y-L-A-R, entertainment.ca.
Right. You can find all the information on that band.
Yes.
Even if you can't pronounce it.
Yes.
And they're playing when?
They are, both of those bands are on the Friday, and Dearly Beloved's on the Friday, too. This is my cab ride on Friday.
Okay.
9 o'clock at the Rivoli is Dearly Beloved. 9:45 at the Drake is the 22 Pista Perco.
Yeah.
And then at 10:30, I'm at the Global Backpackers for the Needle and the Pain Reaction.
So if someone wants a job as Diane Foy's driver
that
for
would be
the
great.
Night, what? $20?
Sure.
And a wristband?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drive me wherever I want to go.
We'll put
I
it
like
out
it.
There. Yeah. Yeah. She needs a driver.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about surviving Canadian Music Week. You're a veteran of Canadian Music Week. How many have you been to?
Oh, I don't even remember. Even before I did this for a living, I used to book it off work.
Yeah.
just I'll take my vacation that week.
Because there's just, I mean, in terms of if you love music, I mean, it's just fabulous, the music festival side of it, right?
Yeah, a lot of people don't even go to the conference. If they're just music fans, they're going for the shows at night.
Yeah, that's right. They don't care about, you know, rubbing elbows with industry insiders or learning about, you know, the difference between, you know, song rentals and song purchases and digital this and digital that and all the pontificating that'll go on during the day. I mean, I'm a nerd. I live for that stuff. But
I try and get up early and go to the panels and learn as much as I can all the time.
So what have you learned about surviving it? Because if you're going to the tune-up conference stuff, which starts at, I mean, there's industry stuff that starts at breakfast time, right? And then there's the tune-up stuff that all the bands are at 11. And then from usually 8 p.m. till some places they put bands on at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I know the Bovine had a 4 o'clock slot for
do they do 4 o'clock? I know they do like 2 and 3
in the morning. Just crazy stuff.
And they're always really good bands, so it makes you want to stay up that late.
Absolutely. And but it's 4 days. It's like training for a marathon, as you've been quoted as saying.
Yep. Well, I pace myself,
you know.
Some people, you know, you got to pace yourself with the drinking.
And
because sometimes people, like even when you're at the hotel, in between panels, everyone's kind of at the lobby bar hanging out.
Yeah.
So there may be some drinking there too.
Yeah, that's right.
So I usually try and pace myself and, you know, maybe have Friday night be the party night. But you got to keep going. So you have to kind of make sure you eat.
Yeah.
Eating is good. I don't really get to do that much of that during the festivals.
Oh, yeah, it's easy to forget that.
But I'm like, energy bars, energy drinks.
Yeah. It's, I mean, because there is so much, you don't want to miss it.
Well, and the panels are like right after each other.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to go to them all.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss one to go have lunch. Like, I'm just, I want to learn.
That's right, yeah. I like hanging around to the end to talk one-on-one with some of the panelists, right?
Yeah.
And then so you're rushing to the next one.
Yeah.
And often I've got, like, two circled, and, you know, I'll have to decide at 11:45 which one I'm going to.
Because
I want to be at both of them, right? Yeah. That sucks. Maybe we'll compare notes and
we'll go to different ones.
Yeah,
and take
that's
notes
right.
And then talk later.
We can report back on both of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about. Let's get back to Toronto life. Tell us what's going on with Gen Militia. Since I spun that tune, this is not a test. I think the number one track off their CD.
Yeah.
You know, people have been asking me about it, so. Tell our listeners what's going on with Gen Militia since their CD release party.
Yeah, this is their third album, but they've been doing everything themselves, very independent, and they're from Berlin, Ontario, but I guess it's near Kitchener. Mm-hmm. And their CD release party in Kitchener was sold out with they had to turn away 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, they did a little tour from here to the East Coast and back. And then they were back in Toronto on last Tuesday at the Horseshoe for the midnight slot.
Yeah.
And we had some pretty impressive industry walk in at 11:45 to see them. And usually industry don't want to go out that late.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, it's a lot of interest, and they're number 54 at Commercial Rock Radio this week.
That's fabulous. They have sold 1,000 CDs off the stage,
yeah,
in the last 30 days,
yeah,
right?
You know, which is so crazy for an indie band.
That's fabulous. That's how it should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, so it should be. It takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it sure yeah. does. Sure yeah. does. That isn't an overnight sensation.
Yeah, and commercial radio is a hard thing. It's like it's hard to even get them to listen to your song, let alone
yeah.
add you, and let alone get charted. But
yeah, that's right.
That's Andrea Morris at AM to FM Promotions.
Yeah, good for her. Good for
She's
her.
She's been working it, and great success.
Okay, let's go Australia a little bit. I picked up a CD from a band from Australia, and you've got something, too, that you're working with. Let's talk about yours.
Future Native from Australia. They are, when are their show? Their show is Thursday night at the Elmo Combo at 9 o'clock.
Thursday, Elmo. Elmo's yeah. always a good venue.
Yeah, yeah. And 9 o'clock is a good time slot, so if you have other stuff going on, then still got them. And then Gem Militia's actually right after, around the corner at Neutral at 10. So I'll be at College in Spadina on the Thursday night.
That's cool. Now, there's a reason they hire you as their publicist and not me, as I was scrambling in my stack of CDs to find the Wednesday Society. They've got a new record called Making New Friends. They're coming to Toronto. I know they're playing at the Transact Club, and they've got a couple of dates back-to-back here in Toronto, and then they're off to New York City for a couple of showcases there. And if I have time, I'll get that on too. So tell me what song we're going to play from your Aussies.
Future Native. And the first single is called Superman.
Great. Superman. I love the sound of that. And once we get through that, we'll see if we can get to Bo Peep. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope to see you on the streets of Canadian Music Week. I hope you come back soon, Diane.
Cool. I'll bring some bands.
Okay, fabulous.
Days when I used to seem so tall, you'd look up with those big brown eyes expecting me to shape it all. Back then, and the center of your world was only me. If I could hold one moment still, then that's the one that it would be. My little girl's not a baby, time to let go now, maybe. I may not be Superman, but I'll always hold you tight. You may not hold my hand, but know everything's alright. Remember the time you got trapped, I had to break down the door. Yeah, I was your hero then, what man could ask for more? I watch you grow and change a little brighter every day. Now it seems you have the strength to go your very own way. My little girl's not a baby, it's time to grow up now, maybe. I may not be Superman, but I'll always hold you tight. You may not hold my hand, but know everything. Alright, my little girl's not a baby. It's time to grow up now, baby. I may not be Superman.
citizen revolution, samurai punk feminist solution. White noise, your audio pollution. This is not a test. Calling all your slaves to the grind. Coming out your grace for the mind. Had eyes, but still you are blind. This is not a test. This struggle's justified. Their dreams are old, their memories are lies. They're trying to blind our eyes. We should have known, there's no need to wonder why. Calling all your slaves to the grind. Coming out your grace for the mind. Had eyes, but still you are blind. This is not a test.
I'm a boy within a dream. You know just what I mean. You can't pretend, you can't pretend no more. Shattered hearts and broken minds. See, this is not a test. We know what your alibis bring. This is not a test.
This is the Black Rocks and Revolution. Samurai punk feminist solution. White noise, your audio pollution. This is not a test. MCs just wanna battle. Live off the tales of the lies they tattle. I snatch they props like a baby rattle and just keep bouncing on. You can't respect it, lose it. You can't resist it, choose it. You best not overabuse it. This is not a test.
I'm a boy within a dream. You know just what I mean. We can't pretend, you can't pretend no more. I may not know your name, but I feel you just the same. That's why we can't pretend, you can't pretend no more. Shattered hearts and broken minds. See, this is not a test. We know what your alibis bring. This is not a test.
This is John Capek, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
You and me.
Stricken with grief, so I get up to leave. Silence is loud, and you know what I mean. There's nobody right, only somebody wrong. I'll only release in this song. You can't see me, deny me never. And I can feel it in my hands. I wanna say I'll never give up. And if I fail, we wanna stand. It's kind of a laugh how funny it is. I try to relax, but I'm done with the shit. Straight into it. You can't see me, deny me never. You and me, we got the rhythm. And I can feel it in my hands. I wanna say I'll never give up. And if I fail, will you understand? And this is a trial of my conscience. And this is a trial of my soul. And this is a trial of my everything. You threaten to be fey. Say goodbye. Yeah. you can't save me. I'm lost in forever. You can't save me. Try to deny me. You can't save me. You and me, we got the rhythm, and I can feel it in my hands. I wanna say you'll never give up, and if I fail, will you understand? This is the trial of my conscience, and this is the trial of my soul. This is the trial of my everything. Trial in everything, trial in everything, trial in everything. This is you and me. Trial in everything, trial in everything, trial. Say goodnight.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an Indie Can Music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indiecan.com.